This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 678. I am Brian Kilby. With me this week, we have Matt, a.k.a. Melvar.
Hello.
And thank you for the Munsters Go Home Blu-ray. That literally made my day.
You are quite welcome.
The quote from Star Trek 2 was what really set it off. That was the best. Much appreciated. We also have Rob.
Hi.
And Don is dragging something across his desk.
Sorry.
It's okay, Don. We barely heard Rob, though. Oh, really? Rob, why don't you say hey again so that the Don sound doesn't block you out.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, Rob. Don, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I appreciate Matt's gift of batteries not included. I'm not sure of the context of the gift, but thank you very much. I also appreciate
it. It was on your list.
Don.
Oh, okay. And I enjoy the gift of Shaka when the walls fell, Timba his arms wide. Thank you. You made a Darmok reference. You did make my date.
That is awesome.
As we all know Darmok is one of the two best episodes of Next Generation.
Oh, crap, Don.
Yes.
Did you see what I got at Toy Federation? Did you see the pictures?
Probably not.
I got the I got the Captain, what's his name,
figure.
Statham? Yeah, whatever his name Statham. Is.
Yeah, I've got that on my carded wall.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. There's a Diecast.
Hey, everybody.
And John DeLuna.
Yo.
That's Chris everywhere. Is on assignment. Hope he's feeling better. I think he's not feeling well. He covered me last week, and I wasn't feeling great. Feel much better. Don't quite have my voice back, so I'm going to mute to cough a lot. God, I was coughing my lungs out this morning. I don't think I'm sick. I don't think. Let's see here. What's going on? Hold on for a second. Hey, guys, I'm going to have to take a break for a second. Why don't you, Don, why don't you entertain the folks?
Ooh, no, yeah.
The three-year-old found her way into my office.
We're going to ad-lib, baby. Don, it's a Don deal on Wednesday night. It's a Wednesday night special.
Wednesday night special.
Yeah.
Give so, Don. Time to play the music. It's time to light the lights.
Don, I got one for you. Buy, sell, or trade.
She, hold up. She wants to say hello to everybody.
Hello. Oh, hello.
That's not how you say hello. Say hello to everybody. Tell Don hello. That's the appropriate response. Okay. There's Diecast. Remember Diecast? Say hello to Diecast. He's waving at you. The kids love Diecast. Okay, now she's going to cry.
The kids sense their own.
That's funny.
Got to write that down. Diecast gets the younger demographic. The under five.
The under five. Sorry about that. It's the first time it's actually happened during the show. It happened during the pre-show once, but she's going to lock my office. Thank you.
We should have a Baby Shark
hold. What was it?
Podcast.
What was that?
Diecast was in the middle of it. It's a Don deal.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had a buy, sell, or what is it? Buy, sell, or trade, or
hold.
Or hold.
Yeah. Buy, sell, or hold.
Go for it.
Yeah. Third party Unicron. What are you feeling now that it's shipping? Should you buy? Should you?
I think you should hold because we don't know exactly where this is coming from because there's been a lot of name changes around it. It still could be Zeta. It could be somebody else's. We don't know. So for that kind of money, I think you at least need to wait for some in-hand reviews just to play it safe because we don't know what shenanigans have been going on.
Yeah, I'm leaving all this in the show, so great job. That was very good, Don, Diecast. And impromptu, it's a Don deal.
Yay.
Okay, cool. Okay, let's see here. I posted to the Patreon the five questions with RFC. If you want to check it out now, it's actually up in our public view on the Patreon, but it'll hit your podcast feed, I think this weekend, maybe early next week. We've had a lot of podcasts in our feed over the last week with all these RFC daily updates. that have gone out. So I didn't want to throw an extra podcast out there that you might miss. But I think the five questions with RFC came out pretty well. So that'll be in your podcast feed soon. What else? Make sure, if you can, join our Discord, tfradio.net/Discord. It's a great way to chat with everybody during the live stream. And Matt said it already hit the podcast feed. Okay.
It hit yesterday, I believe.
Dang it. Okay. Well, it's there. Thank you. But join our Discord, tfradio.net/Discord. You can chat along with everybody while you watch our live stream every Wednesday around 8:30 Eastern time, tfradio.net/live. The Discord's actually right there as well. You can click into it. You don't even have to install anything. It's pretty great. Pretty great. Anybody get anything this week? Matt.
I got nothing at all.
Nothing.
Nothing. I haven't been anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I got all the Netflix stuff that I want, so I'm just kind of waiting on some pre-order stuff to come in.
Yeah, Hasbro Pulse has started to ship me stuff, but it's like the Ghostbusters figures that I just only barely want. Yeah, so that's coming. Rob, did you get anything?
Yeah, I got a few things. First up, thanks to Matt for the early birthday gift. I got Earthrise Hoist 2.
Ooh, I love that toy.
pardon my cough. Really should just breathe the air. But yeah, I like that figure. I didn't really it was giving me a little trouble at first transforming it, but it grew on me once I got the knack of it. And yeah, it is a nice figure. Of all the silly things, I just like how the hand weapon just completely covers the hand. That's just,
yes.
Yeah, that looks nice. I like it, and it's a good figure. Thanks to Chris for letting me know it was available. I finally got Sound Barrier off of Amazon for retail. And so so Hoist and Ironworks are both currently hooked up to Sound Barrier. And also thanks to Wheeljack 64, who sent me the vintage collection Sith Trooper for my birthday. I haven't had a chance to open that yet, but it looks really nice. So that's, unless I'm forgetting something, I think that is everything I got this week.
Cool. Diecast, what'd you get?
I only got two things that I can remember, and they're off topic.
Okay, that's fair. Mine are off topic too.
They're kind of, it's the new G.I. Joe.
Where did you get those? Where did you get those? Where?
Amazon.
What?
Yeah.
Really? So
I ordered these two off Amazon because these are the two I really didn't care about that much. They were kind of like an afterthought. So I guess I ordered Duke from Hasbro Toy Shop Pulse, but that hasn't shipped yet. But I got these. They're okay, but I think this is a line where I'll get the whole first wave, and then after that, I'm just going to pick and choose. I mean, I'm looking at the packaging, and they do have some neat characters on here already. Like, they do have an Alley Viper on here already. I don't see a Bat. They do have Cobra Commander.
Are there Dreadnoughts?
No, a bunch of vehicles, though. But
they're on the box?
Yeah.
Show it, please.
The artwork on the box.
Yeah, the artwork, you can see the Alley Vipers here. And then you can see, like, Cobra Commander's little bubble thing over here. And then a bunch of vehicles, which who knows if they're going to do vehicles. I don't think
six-inch figures, I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it. You might get a select, like, one or two.
A repaint of a Marvel Legends vehicle.
And you know, a Hiss might not actually...
Motorcycles. There's a few motorcycles.
I think Hiss wouldn't have to be that big, bigger than original if they redo the cockpit a little bit. I mean, it has to be bigger, of course, but they might not have to make it too terribly huge. But Roadblock is actually a big figure. Like, he is a pretty big dude. His gun's pretty big too, but yeah, that's all I got this week. Hopefully some more stuff will come in by next week.
Okay, cool. Don?
Yeah, I just got a couple small things. Again, I got the DVD from Matt. Thank you, Matt. Picked up, and this is weird. A couple of months ago, I was walking down the Hot Wheels aisle to cut over to the Transformers aisles at my local Walmart. I don't care for anything on the road, but they had the Hot Wheels Batman animated series vehicles, and they had a Batwing. I don't have any video, so I can't tell if you can see that or not.
Yeah, we can see it.
But yeah, little. And then I went back to get it the next time I was there, and it was gone. Well, that was 3 months ago, and I went back in today after work, and it was back on the peg hook, and it's the same one because it has the same messed up bottom corner. So for 3 months, this thing vanished around the store, apparently, or it's another one with the exact same divot in the bottom of the bubble. So either way, I went ahead and picked up the Batman animated series Batwing to go with my Eagle Moth stuff. The other thing I got was I got that from Brian during his sale, the DX9 Dinobots.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, I have the MechFan Toys KO upscales that I liked a little bit better because there was a little more room for the transformation. Because the one thing about DX9 is everything is really interesting and really well done with the interesting transformation, but there's some real clearance issues with these smaller figures, which is why I got the KO upscales. But when I got these from Brian, the yellow on them looks a lot better in person than I thought it would. And so the yellow really makes them pop and stand out. Like, here's Grimlock there.
My only problem with them was the sharp edges.
Yeah, and then you had my Snarl there. So I've transformed them all but Swoop. I just haven't got to him yet. So I like them a lot. Thank you, Brian, for putting those up on the chopping block. Because I'm thinking about making like a Dino, not a DTOLF, because I don't have any DTOLFs, but I'm thinking about making a Dinobot only display.
And Don, these, if you want another look really fans nice. Toy Sovereign, just let me know. 240 shipped.
Don, you could get a DTOLF at tfradio.net/Amazon.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out.
Like five times the price.
Yeah, but I've got the DX9. I can't remember his name. The Galvatron that came out first before Sovereign, because Sovereign was a little delayed in getting out, and I got
Sovereign's
the
better.
Yeah, I know, but Galvatron's not important enough for me to double dip on a
Galvatron's
figure
not
that
important.
Size. No, he's not.
Do you ever watch Webworld? Brian can't even speak right now.
Well, I'm trying to sell it, so.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I've got the X-Trans Box Andreas, and I've got the Elegos, and I got the Galvatron, so I'm good. I really don't need the best version of them for them to stand on the shelf. But I do like these Dinobots. Again, thank you, Brian. I appreciate that. They'll look good on my Dinobot shelf whenever I get it created.
He doesn't need the best version to stand on his shelf, i.e. Kronos.
I've still got Kronos. I'm still.
I know you
I got
do.
Him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Why should I sell him? He still looks good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Nothing else, Don. Is that it?
He's muted.
Okay. John, did you get anything?
Yeah. Well, I purchased something. It's not in my hand yet. It's in the mail.
Oh, so is this what you shared on the interwebs today?
Yeah. Very excited about that. So I got from the mid-90s, I think it's dated 95, I got a set of reference sheets for Transmetal Waspinator that Takara drew up, and they sent to Hasbro for review. So it is like technical drawings of Transmetal Waspinator from all sides, and some like focused drawings of like his head. And they were sent from Takara to Hasbro for review and sign off. And it's stamped and dated from Takara. And so, yeah, I will add that to the pile of things that someday I will scan and digitize for the world to have for free. Perhaps debuting on Patreon or something, some mythical day, possibly. No guarantees. Don't quote me. That was written in pencil. But, it goes into the pile of weird and wacky things that I've got my grubby little hands on. So I'm looking forward to anything else kind of along that line. Technical drawings for the toys, are very cool because you forget it wasn't that long ago, 20, 25 years ago. Maybe it was a long time ago. You know, not everything was done on computer by a long shot. So a lot of this stuff was like hand-drawn and done on, you know, graph paper, if people know what that is anymore. Mm-hmm. And then later, you know, to some degree digitized. So just the tactile nature of stuff like this, just knowing like a human being drew this, is awesome to me. Along those lines, I did see, and I missed out on it, somebody outbid me, which is fine. I noticed some hand-drawn, not hand-drawn, but they were like hand-cut samples of Trypticon's original stickers that went on like his back towers, and included in those like very rough proto stickers was just like this weird like Polaroid that somebody took, presumably like in Japan, of the backside of Trypticon showing the placement. And
are
then,
there
like,
stickers? They're not stickers that go on. That didn't make production, did it?
It may not have made production, but like there was because, like,
what one side is glossy or chrome, right?
And then the other side is yeah, they're half molded. And half. They're half chrome and half gray plastic. So these were like proposed. I'll have to go back and see if they made production. You're gonna make me sad that I didn't win that auction, Brian. Anyway, they were like hand cut stickers, and they were stuck on the Polaroid, and it was a Polaroid of the backside of Trypticon, kind of showing like the proposed placement. So anyway, cool stuff like that. One last thing. I want somebody to go out and win this because I'm sure as heck not going to win this. But right now on eBay, someone's trying to rid themselves of two very interesting trans tech artifacts. So there is the reference drawings for trans tech Silverbolt. So that's out there if you hunt it down on eBay.
Oh, that's what I'd want to spend.
And then the other thing, which I find actually in some ways more interesting. And it's funny how like worthless this is to like the poor person who just hand cut this at Takara or Hasbro. Like this is literally just a piece of cardboard to them, but it is like awesome. Is like a very rough cut, literally a rough cut mock up of a card back for trans tech. So that's cool. So that's out there on eBay too for anybody who's got some money to burn.
Is it the same seller?
I think so, but it's like it's you know literally like stuff kind of like clipped out and kind of bashed together, and it's this blue card back, just a handmade prototype of what like trans tech card art could look like. I don't think it would like actually look literally like that prototype, but it was certainly like the start of the artwork and kind of proposing like the special die cut. So like the card back wouldn't be just like a rectangle. So there was some angular kind of angularness to it and some kind of visual interest to it. Anyway, that kind of stuff is rad to me.
So what's up with, so the seller has all these clear, Diaclone /G1 toys.
Like prototypes and stuff.
They're too cheap to be prototypes, I think, but they're like,
yeah, I don't trust toy prototypes on eBay anymore. It's just too easy to make like fakes of stuff like that. I know plenty of it is probably legit and real, and the existence of fakes probably drives down the price of real prototypes, but that's just something I just wouldn't risk in this day and age. Like this, but yeah, eBay's certainly full of toy prototypes like that.
Let's see here. Oh, it says it's a reissue. I just don't recognize the reissue. It's probably a knockoff, and the person's just trying to sell it for too much money. Okay.
Seems likely.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. I've been spending way too much time on eBay lately. I hate eBay. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Anything else?
No. That's it.
No. Okay. Ooh. NK Beast Wars Cheetor.
Okay, stop.
Actually, don't have that. Don't buy anything, Brian. Okay.
No.
What am I going to... I got a couple things. So, before I lose my voice, as we know, Hasbro will repurpose names across product lines like G1, like Shockwave's a Transformer and a G.I. Joe. And also the little car, motorized car thing. This one is one that I'd forgotten about. It's the Devastator, which is the Street Fighter vehicle that's based on the G.I. Joe Snowcat. It's kind of wild. It's purple.
It is not the Snowcat.
Yeah, it's not completely the Snowcat. So there's a couple of additions and a couple of subtractions from it. So there's an extra little missile launcher that goes with it, that goes on top of the missile launcher that actually doesn't fire. The missiles or whatever on the side don't have the treads, the ski tread thing that the other Snowcat vehicles have. There's actually, like, if you ever have a Snowcat, there's actually little divots for the that part to go into, and they're just not there, and they're not in the art either. But I did look at this online, and I mean, I did quite a bit of research on it. I saw photos of this, like, unassembled, and it did not have the little ski treads. But I did find a couple of complete ones that did have the ski treads. So I don't know what to think. It's a little vexing. But this came out with Sagat. I didn't get Sagat. It's actually not that expensive. And it's a neat little thing.
Do you know if Sagat was available carded, or was he exclusive to that vehicle?
You got to think he was also carded. You would think that the 12-core Street Fighter characters were carded.
I'm not sure, but I think like everything was available carded, and then like Player 2 costumes came with playsets and vehicles.
Ooh.
Yeah, that would make sense.
That makes a lot of sense. I got the Ninja Combat Cruiser, which is the most preposterous thing. It's like, was it like the Vamp, I guess? Joe vehicle. But it's got I don't have the stickers on it, but I cannot pronounce it. I've never actually heard anybody say it. But the ninja clan that Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow belong to, the Arashikage, or however you say it.
Arashikage.
Yeah, what Matt said. It actually has, once I put the stickers on it, it actually has that as, like, decorations all over the vehicle. And it has missile launchers and stuff. It's just absurd, and I love it. I love it. This was from what was the last G.I. Joe movie? Rise of Cobra was the first one. The second was,
Retaliation.
Yes.
I wanted to call it Every Which Way But Loose, but that's a completely different movie. So I got that. One more off-topic-ish thing. So this weekend I took a trip to South Carolina to the store that I mentioned before, Toy Federation. The wife had suggested, hey, what do you want to do for your birthday? And I'm like, I want to stay home. It's like, hey, do you want to go to that toy store again? And I'm like, sure. That was pretty much the conversation. So we went, and I bought some Star Trek stuff, which I'm not going to go into. But they had this the last time I was there. It's the Masked Thunderhawk.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
With Matt Tracker, the short mask of the long one. It's missing a missile, and a couple of the stickers were really shot on it, so I have Toy Hack stickers on the way. But something I've never done before, so the chrome was actually shot on the door thing. I can't tell which one now, because I actually took some, and I'll show you how I did it. I took a chrome pen, chrome paint pen, and fixed it, and I can't tell which one is original chrome and which one isn't. You have a little bit of chrome to replace, those pins work great. If you have a lot of chrome to replace, it's passable. So if you're watching video, my God Bomber, the chest piece, the front is pristine, but the top, all of the chrome wore off. So I don't know if it'll come across on video. It looks okay on the top, but you can still sort of tell that it's not, like, perfect. Where the front is, you know, silky smooth. There are parts of the top that are really smooth, but parts that aren't. It's better than it just being rough and ugly.
Right.
But in small areas, that chrome pen works magic. Something like this, it's okay. But I got some G1 stuff I need to fix up, so I'm going to start using those pens because they work really well. Oh, let's see here. I got a finally found Rack and Ruin. It's Cyberverse.
Is it okay? I mean, everyone seems to be going crazy over that figure, and I just don't get it.
It's a miracle that it exists, but it's the toy itself is only okay.
Yeah, I think everybody's just excited about the fact that it's a Rack and Ruin, not that it's a fantastic toy.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a thing. Got a couple of... I actually didn't have any of these. G1 Mini Spies. So I got, like, the Doom Buggy, or whatever. It's a Doom Buggy. And the Jeep. No, the Doom Buggy. The Doom Buggy is the Jeep. I got the Jeep and the coupe. Both of them work. The motor in them works, so pretty happy with that. They were relatively less expensive than I would have thought. Last item, and I never actually, believe it or not, held this one in my hand until I got this one from the interwebs. It's a G1 quick switch. It is, I'd seen photos, but I was unprepared for how much of a downgrade this is from Six Shot.
Mm-hmm.
They are not even in the same league. And you would think being Six Shot's son that he would get some of the, you know, the good genes from his dad, but no, he does not. The toy is in fantastic shape, but the stickers were shot. So I took some of the alcohol wipes that you can use to clean lenses or screens and stuff, and I just took it to it, and the stickers came right off, and I have some Toy Hack stickers on the way, which I should get here in a couple weeks.
I always forget that they have G1 repro labels.
It's funny, because that's all I guess actually that's all there used to be, so that's really all I ever think of them for.
You know, Quick Switch always was kind of like a weird little toy to me. I like him. Again, he's not near as good as Six Shot, but I always liked him. His colors are just so weird, but they worked on him. And I've got I picked up the Six Knight version on eBay. Someone didn't know what it was. I didn't have any guns, and the chrome is a little worn, but I got the Six Knight version, and it's amazing what a different set of colors on that mold will do to it. But I like Quick Switch, but he's just a funky little toy.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm glad to have it, and I think I'm going to start trying to pursue. So, I don't know. Married couples do things differently with their money. You know, I know people that completely keep their spouses separate from their income, but Kim and I each have our own. We have a bank account that we share, that bills come out of and everything. But we each have our own little account that we put stuff in just to blow stupid, stuff on. So I think I'm going to start a process of doing a new G1 figure every payday. So every 2 weeks, as I work toward trying to finish off G1, which I'm only not even quite half the way there yet. So it's going to take a while. But I think Quick Switch was the first in that process. So I got to figure out what my next one's going to be. Maybe we'll do a poll where what's Brian going to buy next? Don, I am open to suggestions. What G1 toy that I might not have do you think I should go for?
Do you want boxed or loose? You want boxed?
I'm going loose.
Okay. Do you have the Omnibots?
No, I do not. Okay.
Downshift, camshaft, and overdrive. They are all three really good little toys.
I was pricing them recently, though, so.
Yeah, I would say Omnibots. Definitely, and I guess if you want to go for Decepticons, maybe the Deluxe Insecticons.
I was actually, I had one of those in hand recently, or right in front of me, so yeah. So Captain Rufus said Grandis. Grandis is one of the figures that I don't know that I've ever seen one for sale.
Really?
I've been looking. I don't think so.
Do you have a saved search for Grandis?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, wow. Who would have thought?
I saw the Brave recolor DAG one, but there's two of those on eBay right now. Three of those.
Yeah, the only basic difference other than the recolor is that the DAG base version cannot be towed behind Star Convoy because it does not have that connector. And the gearing mechanism, I believe, is not there. So you cannot do like in the commercial where Star Convoy tows it and the radar dish turns. The radar dish turns manually, but I don't believe the connector that does it when you're pulling it is there either.
Hey, Don, question. Why isn't there a Violin Jagger figure?
Probably because he was just this generic, evil, cosmic bad guy. And I mean,
bad guy in Zone?
Yeah,
he was, right. Yeah. So why wouldn't there be a figure of him?
Well, he's just a, I don't know. Just, I guess it was just near the end of the line. And they really, I mean, all they did was the main heroes and the Micromasters. Why didn't they do the Decepticon? Why didn't they just reissue the Decepticon Generals with a cape attachment? They didn't do that either. So,
John, just in our internal chat, I did see this auction. There's an auction of six figures from Battlestars. It's $6,000.
And incomplete toys.
Yeah, that not really interested in that. So. But yeah, that's one that that's on my list eventually maybe. But okay, Omnibots. That's a thought for next time. Okay.
I love that one. That's a great idea, Don.
It is a good idea. Next week I should have something else that I'm pretty excited to talk about. Another step toward a collection that I'm working on, so. Oh, Argentinian Bumblebee. That's one thing I will never get into is the international mini bots. I will never, ever, ever, ever. 6 months later, Brian, I have half the international mini bots. Look at me. No, but I never see myself getting into that.
I remember 20 years ago, that was a thing. When we discovered that was a thing, that was certainly a thing that people talked about a lot.
See, Brian, maybe we should make a list of what you don't have and then leave it up to our patrons on what you should buy next, and we could call it Spend Brian's Money.
You're a genius. You are a genius.
Do you have a sandstorm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to do an inventory of my collection.
Yeah, you should probably make a list of what it is you think you're looking for and then see how much of it you have before you start on this.
Yeah, that's true.
What you think you have.
I'm pretty sure I have a Sandstorm. Pretty sure.
Do you have double Target Masters?
I have some of them.
Okay. Do you have Vehicle Pretenders, the two of them?
No, I do not.
Those are fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, Brian, if you really just want something I know you don't have, go after the Action Master Elites from the UK line.
It's Double Punch, Omega Supreme, and is there a third one?
Rotor Storm?
Yeah, there's a third.
No, the helicopter guy, and...
I think it's only three.
Yeah, but I mean, for something I know you don't have...
I was pricing Double Punch. There's not a complete one on eBay right now. And there's not an Omega Supreme at all on eBay right now. And the other one I didn't see.
That or Turbo Master. I mean, I'll be honest. For
I've
G1
got all
figures,
the Turbo Masters.
You got the Turbo Masters, the Lightformers, the Trackons, I mean, those are all really stellar figures, even today. Predator Jets are kind of boring. If you don't have Skyquake for the whole lock-on thing,
I've got Skyquake.
They're kind of.
I don't have the small. I don't have the small jets.
I'd say
they're not worth it.
They're not that great. I've got two or three of them. And they're just like, But yeah, the Lightformers, the Trackons. If you don't have those, Pyro and Clinch.
I don't have those.
Good luck finding a Pyro that's not broken.
I would say go with Clinch first, so you know you'll probably get one that's in better shape. Pyro is just GPS waiting to happen.
It's why I know I'll never get a Black Zerak, because...
You may have to buy Pyro in pieces.
Yeah. I was actually impressed to find that, I can't remember who it was, but they were selling GT Slingshot in parts. Just depending if you have something broken.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why not part it out and sell it that way? It's genius.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Hey, I was looking at an auction for Road Grabber for you, and it was perfect, except the handgun has chew marks on it. Probably. Uh-oh. I don't know if it's from a pet or a person. It's the first time I've seen an auction where they have to note that this toy has been chewed up just a touch.
Yeah, Road Grabber and... Ground Pounder. Yeah, for Pretenders, they're not bad. But I mean, like, I'd rather get, if I didn't have, like, Thunderwing or Vroom or Crossblades, there's a little more there if you don't have those.
Spend Brian's Gun Money. Gunrunner.
John said
Gunrunner. Gunrunner, yeah, thanks.
That's the title of this episode, Spend Brian's Money. Yeah, I love that. Okay, we'll figure that out. Okay, let's see here. What else? Is that it? Is that all we got? Okay. Let's jump to the news. Interesting stuff this week. So Chris had posted, if you want to go back and listen to his analysis, please do. RFC News Desk 101 and 102. 101 references a name we've talked about before, JT Prime and Grayman on TFW 2005, who have pulled some information from the Walmart. God, that's how Kim's grandpa used to say it, and it's how I say it to the kids. It's how I say it on the Happy Daily. I'm going to go to Walmart. No, go to Walmart. God, I'm just not feeling great. Go to Walmart. Hey, y'all, this is Brian. Let's go to Walmart and go get us some Transformers, and it's going to be really good. They got some, maybe some Transformers the movie stuff in Studio Series, and my buddy Eric, he is all upset about it. Yes. It's just driving him crazy, and I'm poking that bear, and I'm just having so much fun doing it, and it's all in good fun. I love Eric. He's a good little boy, and he's a good kid. And
yes, Eric was incredibly excited about this news.
I've
86 animated Transformers movie stuff in his Studio Series line.
I have been totally poking the bear there. So, but the thing is, honestly, when this whole Studio Series thing, I never really thought of it as a live action movie toy line. I really thought of it as the movie toy line. So I've been wondering, hey, why aren't there, you know, Transformers the movie figures in this?
No, see, I actually absolutely thought of it as the movie toy line. So this never even occurred to me that this was a possibility. Yeah, and I can kind of see where, you know, some people are coming from, you know, not being happy about it, because this is basically what I felt when Beast Wars stuff started infiltrating the Masterpiece line. So.
And what I like how he uses the word infiltrating. I like how that's the word he chooses.
And what I love is one of them is going to be a Gnaw.
Chosen very carefully.
Matt's going to have to buy everyone he sees.
Yeah. What the hell, Hasbro? You know, I need money for other things. I have a mortgage, you know.
So Gnaw is one of the figures
referenced. I need somewhere to keep my Sharktacons.
And
I don't know, Brian. Are we sure this is? I mean, are we that confident from the context, or
we are fairly confident from the context? Because at first, when we only got the one listing that said 86 Grimlock, and we were thinking, okay, this could be a listing for fairly far in the future, and it is for Studio Series 86, which is another version of Age of Extinction Grimlock. But we've now gotten listings that say 86 Grimlock and 86 Gnaw, and that doesn't leave a lot of room for doubt, because as far as I know, there's never been a Gnaw in any of the live action movies.
And didn't the Grimlock reference also have a truncated? So the way that shows up is they have the names, then the point, the system that they for their master data. They'll truncate down depending on the purpose, like what kind of label it is or what kind of system it is. So the long name would have been Grimlock with potentially Wheelie, but because I think it says Wheee. So the speculation was, is this a Grimlock that comes with like Wheelie? I know that was suggested, and if it is, I'm buying three of them.
But yeah,
well, as much fun as we all have with each other and with Eric, I can kind of understand the way he's a little upset.
Because I absolutely understand my upset.
Generations is already
the only line that is not some derivative or redo or what have you of 1984 through 6 that currently is running. Cyberverse is a take on is. Based on those evergreen designs, which are, of course, all derived from G1. Generations is G1.
I agree with Rob 100%. Like, people complain about, you know, the 84, 85, 86 stuff, but that's basically all Generations. The Studio Series was where you go to get all your live action stuff. And as I alluded to earlier, a lot of Beast Wars fans have been happy with the Masterpiece stuff that's been coming out fairly regularly lately. And now they're just, you know, blending the 84 stuff into another line and kind of pushing some movie stuff to the side. So I totally get why people, you know, are not 100% happy with that.
It's whatever's going to replace Cyberverse going to be the non-86 line. So they're kind of just shifting gears on what is the not 86 line, and it's going to shift to Cyberverse, whatever replaces Cyberverse, and then movies will be 86 for a while.
One of the speculative things that's been going around, which Eric doesn't put a lot of faith in, and I'm kind of, I'm 50-50 on as to the possibility, is that the third part of the War for Cybertron series will be Beast Wars themed. And so you would not have Generations and Studio Series fulfilling the same purpose at the same time. I would not mind that personally. It still kind of leaves poor Eric out in the cold in terms of someplace for the movie stuff to go, the movie stuff he wants. But yeah. I personally would be okay with that, but I don't know how likely I think it is personally.
How much movie stuff is left to be covered, though? It's like the movie line has come and has just, like a shotgun, covered so much of the movie characters.
Somebody, I believe, said there were at least... I asked that myself, and I wish I could remember who responded to me, but I think they said that they counted enough like named characters left for a good 4 more waves, possibly. So there's a lot of stuff out there. It's just I kind of think we are probably hitting the ice cream maker guy threshold there, and how viable those things are as figures, I don't know. I know there's still characters to do. I would not mind seeing a figure of Day Trader just off the top of my head, but
it's branded Studio Series. It's not branded live action, so I think that they are within their quote unquote rights. They can do whatever they want, but without forcing it too much, just, I think they can.
It's just unexpected, is the problem.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing because they're buying themselves time to go back and revisit all the other characters that they've done in the last 4 years. So,
and I mean, this design team, if anyone's going to pull this off and do that kind of a U-turn with Studio Series, this Hasbro design team that goes for these deep cuts would see the 86 movie as a perfect segue in the Studio Series line. I just hope that we get a non-G1 line somewhere.
Well, whether it is Beast Wars or... I'm so tired of G1. But so the one thing we haven't mentioned, though, is Studio Series is, even though it's branded Generations, it is completely separate. Like, Generations is the gimmick. There's a play pattern that's introduced each year, and there's a design aesthetic that's introduced each year, where Studio Series tries to focus on the likenesses, the modes, and I guess really the engineering, and not specifically just a annual design aesthetic and play pattern. So if you wanted to get your quote-unquote definitive version of Grimlock at this price point in this economy, it's going to come from this, not from whatever the annual toy line is.
Do we know if it's a Leader or Deluxe or a...
I thought it was Voyager, but it could be. I don't know.
I'm not sure
now,
off the top
of my head. If they want to release that Siege Springer mold again in the Studio Series for the movie line, just without that metal damage on it, I'd be all about that. I'd buy that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I mean, but we're already getting a new RC in Generations, and like it's hard to tell
how much
mix and match there's going to be across lines. So I have no idea what's going on here.
Yeah, it could be a thing like... You know, people brought up Reveal the Shield about this. This could just be a thing of there are characters we really want to do to be in a compatible size and format with our War for Cybertron things that do not fit in that line. So we are shunting them off to Studio Series. That's not impossible either.
Yeah. So if the design team's been hinting at Beast Wars, I don't see a full Beast Wars, you know, series coming out. I would love it. I would love it, but if they do love their G1, so if they're going to put more focus on Beast Wars, it makes some sense that they would potentially put some focus there. Again, it's not necessarily a bad thing because you don't want to tire out people who are buying these Studio Series toys because they're going to run out of, you know, characters to do, and it's not like they have as big a well to draw from as Generations does, even though Generations tends to do the same characters every 3 years. Or every 2 years, or every year. This doesn't bother me, but I understand why it would bother people.
Yeah.
I really do. To complicate matters, I guess, there's some leaks that popped up this weekend. One of which was a Cyclonus.
Mm-hmm.
And
a Cyclonus that looks very much similar to the engineering from the 2008 Universe Cyclonus.
Yeah. Just
like an updated version, much like the current Earthrise Starscream is an updated version of the 2006 classic mm-hmm. Starscream.
Yeah.
It looks great though. I mean,
it does.
Yes, it does.
Really happy with it.
Cyclonus is one of those where, like, I'm always happy to see a new, more accurate version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Show me a Galvatron and a Scourge to go with it. Please.
Yes.
Definitely a lot more movie accurate than the last one, I would say.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at it here, and of course, we can't tell anything about Deco because it's just bare plastic. It's clearly.
Yeah, it's an unpainted prototype. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a test shot. So.
Sample.
Yeah, matter of fact, if you want to hear about the difference between prototypes and test shots and what have you, Chris and I did just record a new Toy Detectives podcast that goes over all that terminology. That
patrons only.
Yep, patrons only should be coming soon. So,
are we saying this awesome. is a test shot because it's unpainted?
This is a test shot because it is obvious. It's pretty obviously a product of the finished mold. So. Okay. Yeah, that would make it a test shot. Prototypes tend to be not from, you know, they tend to be like proof of concept things that are never like put through a proper mold. This like the one that one 3D printed Unicron that we saw during the whole Unicron process. That's probably, you know, best classified as a prototype. But since this is actually, you know, out of the mold, it's a test shot. And I'm just looking at it here though, and does anybody actually see any like points for the little effects parts for the Siege and Earthrise things on this?
Is there one on his chest?
It never occurred to me to look.
Okay. Thank you, Diecast. There is one on his chest. Okay. And one on the, two on the chest, in fact. So one on the hip and one on the chest.
Okay. I see one on the leg too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes my little side pointless of wondering if this might be a studio series thing. No, that is clearly Earthrise from the shape it's in. Also, from the attachment points. Also, just the fact that it is this close to being ready to go. I should have known better.
I mean, yeah. to be fair, studio series could adopt this same, play pattern.
They could force it into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, if studio series ends up being, like I said, this is all the place, these are all the molds we wanted to put in Earthrise and we didn't have space for, that's a possibility too. But
yeah.
Just me going off on a tangent as I tend to do. Usually Chris is here to cut me off earlier.
there's also Thrust.
Yes.
As well. Which
I'm going to get nitpicky. Thrust wings are supposed to be on his legs.
Mm. Yes, you're right.
Unlike all the other Seekers, but you know, I'm like I said, I'm just being nitpicky. I mean, this looks, it's not transformed correctly, but it looks great, and I'm excited for it.
They were scared to break it.
Those legs can be a little bit tricky.
Let's see here. What else?
I just can't believe they made us buy within 2 years. They made us buy at least 15 Seekers. It's got to be close to it.
Well. There's 8 of the Fall of Cybertron, 8 of the Siege ones, and
at least 6 of
at least 4 that we know of the Earthrise ones so far.
4.
There's Hubcap.
I thought we have six.
Starscream, the 2-pack, and Thrust. They're the ones that have been announced so far. We know Ramjet and Dirge are coming.
I was gonna say, you know, Ramjet and Dirge are coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have Hubcap.
Yay. Does anyone really care about Hubcap? I mean,
nope.
He's enough of an off the wall character. I'm excited about getting a new one. That's a good toy. It's a little expensive for what it is, but it's a good toy.
I would have been more excited to see Bumblebee out of that mold.
We probably ultimately will.
Give it time.
There is a heavily retooled Soundwave.
I called that one. I believe it was our Toy Fair predictions. I said there would be an Earthrise Soundwave. I was just off by a couple months.
I didn't even notice that because I was looking at the Top Gun plane. But yeah, yeah, that's definitely a retold Earthrise Soundwave.
Yeah, so that's interesting. And I guess the one that I find the most interesting is a Top Gun Maverick figure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the one I found least interesting.
I find it interesting, one, because in America, Lennard has the Top Gun toy license. But I guess it's not an exclusive.
Apparently not.
Two, I mean, it's another one of the crossover line, and it makes sense.
I'm excited for it. I mean, to have, you know, have a representation for Ghostbusters, and now we're going to get a representation for Top Gun. If they can do a couple more iconic movies like this, like, you know, someone was saying Back to the Future, get that in there. I mean, there's a couple other movies that have iconic vehicles that could go into this line very nicely if licensing aligns up and everything like that.
Do we have any feeling for what specifically Maverick is based on?
I think it's a new
one. I was thinking the Jetfire from a couple years ago.
I mean, just looking at it, in a vacuum.
The swept back wings are what does it for me.
Like in a vacuum, not knowing any better, I immediately said Starscream, but no, it's not direct, not obviously anyway.
I think Matt has the best answer that I've heard so far.
Yeah, especially looking at the size of it, it's pretty big.
Yeah. I've seen other people, you know, think the same thing, but I haven't looked closely enough at it. But just how many Transformers do we know of that have the F-14 swept back wings? And it's not many.
Yeah, I honestly thought my initial thought was new mold, but I was not thinking of the Jetfire.
I think heavily retooled off of that Jetfire.
So what is the other thing in the bag?
Cyberverse Thunderhell.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. I was like, is that going to be
which
one
I'm
of
waiting
the
patiently
wars?
For because he looks awesome.
Like,
No, we knew about Thunderhell. He's part of the Build-A-Figure set.
Okay. That you need like three sets to build the Build-A-Figure.
Three sets to build, yeah.
Oh, Hasbro, I hope you learn from this mistake because, you know, three waves to get one Build-A-Figure is ridiculous in a Transformers, you know, especially for a non-transforming figure.
So we also, on T-Formers, there are photos of Megatron and the Quintesson Judge in box. Is this the first time we've seen actual production painted versions of this that aren't renders or hand painted?
I don't think so, but who really cares about Megatron? He looks just like before.
He's just all still got the damaged paint apps on the bottom.
He's so unimpressive to me because of what we got with, you know, Fall Cybertron. It's so boring.
The War for Cybertron, the Netflix toy.
The War for Cybertron is great. I love it. That. The paint makes it look so much better.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
I don't like how they did the cannon / sword is one piece thing. That just completely turns me off. Like, yeah, I got the Siege one. Luckily, that battle damage was paint and not Tampo, so it came right off. I'm good on those Megatrons.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got that first Megatron, Tiger Camo Megatron, Cell Shaded Megatron, Netflix Megatron. We've already had four uses of that mold in a little more than a year, and now the new toy is basically 95% the same toy. It's like, I cannot think of a figure that is any more unnecessary in recent memory than this Earthrise Megatron. I can honestly not think of a toy that is completely unnecessary. And what if my theory is that they're using some toys to balance out, to wave balance? What is he shipping with that needed him to be so lackluster to pay for?
How many times has that Megatron shipped already? How many waves has that been in, and how many have been in each case? Like, they're everywhere.
Yeah, was it the Quintesson Judge? That's great packaging. They had to take off two of the faces just to fit in the packaging. I love that. He's going to be so big.
My first thought this morning was about this toy. First thing I did is I looked at Twitter, and Eric was complaining about something. I just want to say, silence or you'll be held in contempt of this court, and then, like, you know, press a button, and Eric falls to his doom. That was sort of
that was my first thought. The first thing I did when I got up this morning, was tweeted Eric. Like, how dare you?
Yeah. But, yeah, it was your tweet. So, yeah. That's how I woke up, just thinking about Eric falling to his doom with the Alicons and the Gnaws, the Sharktacons. Yeah. That's a good morning. We love you, Eric. So, I mean, it's nice looking.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. I will have three of them.
I've got two on order. I really want it in hand. I want it in hand before I really pass judgment.
That's the thing about the Quintesson judges. It doesn't have to do anything, Brian. So
I like that it does a little bit more than what we need it to do. I think that's kind of neat. And they did it in a non-obtrusive way. So I dig it.
Yeah,
is it motorized? I forgot.
What's that?
Is it motorized in any way?
I doubted it.
It spins. It spins, I think.
Oh yeah, it does spin. That much it does.
But does it work like the Cyberverse figure does? Like you can press it and
I think a little bit. It's been so long on it. I don't really remember because it was, you know, back in February and that seems like forever ago.
Two lifetimes ago, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. I know the mouse even can open up, like open and close on the faces. Not all of them, but some of them, I believe.
Okay. You know what? This is my moment, darn it. This is Transformers the Movie, Season 3. That's my favorite thing. I should just shut up and enjoy it.
Yes. Yes, please.
We're getting Quintessons, Brian, and Alicons. Enjoy it.
It does look nice.
And some Gnaws that Matt's going to have to buy.
So,
yeah.
Son of a...
Yeah.
I need a bigger shell.
Snapdragon.
And you know they're going to be deluxe scale, so.
Let's see here. Anything else you guys want to mention? Snapdragon. Yeah, we already saw that, I thought, didn't we?
Did we?
I thought we already saw it in the box.
Maybe did. Not. At any rate, this is the first time I got a decent look at it, and it looks pretty nice, actually. If we're lucky enough that it uses a better, off-white plastic than Ape Face does, we'll be doing just fine.
Yeah, it looks like more like a gray than an off-white.
Yeah, I mean...
You know what?
It'll be wrong. Yeah, it'll be impossible to say until it's in hand, but I'm hoping it'll be a better graded plastic than Ape Face. It doesn't look quite the same way in these official photos, but that doesn't mean anything for the final product.
That's true.
But yeah.
I'm hopeful. I think it looks pretty nice.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Just have to make it through the summer. We just have to make it through the summer.
Being a middle-aged adult is nice once in a while. And when they're making children's toys for you specifically, you know, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
God, we live in a weird, weird, weird world. It just doesn't make any sense.
So weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, hey, so what's not weird, you can buy a shirt, tfradio.net/shirt. I have a couple on the way. I'm excited about it. Ooh. Let's see, what do I have? I have my Matrix mask, my Chaos shirt, and the Matt Tracker mask on the way. Hopefully by next week I can do the show in my Chaos shirt.
I got the Chaos shirt on the way, too. And then I replaced the RFC review shirt that my cat decided to put holes through the first day I had it.
So I had my new RFC shirt. Right now I'm wearing the Robot Collector shirt from the old store. But I had my new RFC shirt today, but the 3-year-old who joined us earlier, she decided that it would look better with peanut butter on it. So I'm not wearing that right now. Yeah. Yeah. So that's something. But yeah, buy a shirt, tfradio.net/shirt. Help us out. It's awesome, and you'll look cool, too. You'll look cool in your Matt Tracker mask. I can't wait to go to the comic shop wearing that mask. I'm going to be the coolest guy there. Far and away. far and away.
Oh, I can't wait for a world where we don't have to wear masks.
You know what?
I would like to be able to like get out of the house again without endangering my elderly relatives. That would be rad.
Yeah, it would be. But I have to say, it's interesting. The three-year-old, we got her a mask. It's got a dinosaur on it this weekend. And she's encouraged to wear it all day at school. So she does. And she actually loves wearing it, which is cool and sad all at the same time.
What do you think that, what do you figure that some of these masks are just going to stick around as fashion statements after this is all over?
Guarantee it.
Once people get used to wearing them, I mean.
Mm-hmm. There's no getting used to it when it's 90 degrees outside. It's terrible.
Well,
I know I work a 10-hour shift every day.
Yeah. Do you have to wear it all?
Yes.
Yeah. See, we only put it on when customers come in.
Well, you know, it is what it is. I did have to go to the post office this week, and they were requiring them, which made it kind of nice, because when they ask you to do something like that, the people that you want to avoid are the ones who complain about stuff like that anyway, so they just sort of grumble and walk away, and I'm like, yes. Don't have to deal with them. Okay, let's see here. Hey, Patreons, for our Touch patrons, thank you very much. We love you. Kevin Dorsey, Sean Bratton, Jacob Owen Lucia, Sean Hamilton, Jason W. Rye. I say this as my voice is about to go out. Mike Mallory, Jason Hiley, Jonathan James, Matthew Deadman, Hector Bones, Brian Cooper, Nathan Sampy, Spider Bob, Rabbits, Emmett Sresevich, Gaming Fix, Patrick Davidson, and Joey Russell. Thank you very much. We love you. You can become a Touched patron and get your name mentioned each week at tfradio.net/Patreon, or you can flip it, and it works too, patreon.com/tfradio. You guys are the best. You can also be found at tfradio.net/credits. And as Rob had mentioned here earlier, we're going to have a podcast exclusive for our patrons coming up here in the next week or so. So that's great. Let's see here. You can find Chris, who isn't here, on Twitter at ChrisRTXV and at play with this photos.
Play with photos, I believe it is.
Yes. He is not the first Google search you have been playing for. Okay. Did you say play with photos on Twitter?
Yeah, let me double check. Yep, Play with Photos is the official Twitter of Play with Photography. And it is worth following both his accounts, because from his main account, he does tweet when he finds sales on Transformers and other things like that. That's how I got Sound Barrier, and a couple other people did too.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And you can, of course, find Rob Springer, who isn't here, at Robo Rob Springer. We are everywhere on Twitter at TF Radio, Facebook, Periscope, Roku. We have a Roku channel. We have our Fire TV channel. We're on YouTube. We should promote YouTube more. Apparently, people are on YouTube. It's just like the platform. True. Yeah. YouTube is the platform that I don't put any focus on. So we could greatly expand our audience if I talked more about... Well, how do you expand your audience on YouTube? Is it like Twitch? Is that where you need to have, like, you know, like revealing clothing? Like, if I, like, don't wear a shirt or something, is that going to help us out on YouTube?
There's an audience for everything, so quite possible. Okay, I am never visible on my channel, so I cannot say. I just kept going until I woke up.
Congratulations. One day you hit, what, 10,000
subscribers, right? Yeah, 10,000 subscribers in this past month.
Awesome.
Man, awesome.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, that is youtube.com/flailthroughs, where I'm covering the free-to-play Gundam game, Gundam Battle Operation 2, for the fun game. I guess I'll just say...
And Rodman Supreme is like, don't put any focus on streaming on YouTube. Yeah, and I'm not even looking at the YouTube chat. Sorry, YouTubers.
But yeah.
We're on YouTube, but it's not like I post stuff like exclusive to YouTube or YouTube. Like, I put a podcast that is for audio on YouTube. Mm-hmm. That's not exactly the same thing. And the live stream is also going across Facebook, Periscope, and Twitch. So, yeah. Don, you do need to break out your Speedo again. So next week, it's like Don will be wearing a Speedo. I'll be shirtless. So, okay. What else, Rob? How else do people get a hold of you?
Okay. You can also find me on Twitter at Figure Reviewers and Rob Flails. That latter one is, of course, the Flail through his Twitter. Beyond those things, of course, if you like what I do with Flail Throughs, you can go to patreon.com/flailthroughs, drop me a couple of bucks, request specific mobile suits and what have you, and Gundam Battle Operator 2. And I also have an Amazon wish list. My birthday is in a couple of weeks. If you go through tfradio.net/claylist, a little bit of money goes back to the show. And of course, since Chris is not here, I should let you know that Chris has one too at tfradio.net/chrislist.
Yes, absolutely. Let's see here. What else? Oh, RSC TikTok. I've actually thought about it. We have, what's the thing like TikTok? It's like photos that like 12-year-olds put out there. Snapchat. We have one of those that has never been updated. Yeah. We're everywhere except for TikTok and Snapchat. Okay, cool. Diecast, how do people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me on Taobao or on Twitter at Diecast2. You can also follow me on Facebook or like my page at Reviews by Diecast and see all my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews.
Cool. Don. Yeah, that once HRN. Yeah, yeah. HMRC4EVR.
Yeah, what Brian said.
What else, Don? What about the, when will people be able to find you back at the Golden Corral there in Danville?
Not,
is it open back up yet?
No, and not, we are slowly getting places opening up, but I'm not, I love Golden Corral, but I don't plan on going there anytime soon. Not
what did they say when you brought your girlfriend there for the first time?
The lady that worked at the register knows me, and she said, "Oh, this is the girlfriend you've told me about. She's so cute." So
that's awesome.
I mean, yeah, I mean, of course they know me. You.
Hey, Don, you brought a friend. That was like my favorite trip ever to Golden Corral. That was awesome.
I mean, when, John, I mean, how do people like?
John, how do people find you at Golden Corral?
How do I find Golden Corral?
How do people find you there?
Oh,
are you on the man, Golden Corral social media?
I haven't been to a Golden Corral in like 2 or 3 years.
You're not missing anything.
Well, I mean, I still remember the meal. I think my wife and I went around Thanksgiving. So we had a Thanksgiving meal at Golden Corral.
The Golden Corral Thanksgiving here is lined out like a quarter of a mile. There's a line out the door. It's ridiculous.
In all seriousness, you can find me at that John D everywhere, anywhere.
Cool. Awesome. Am I missing anybody? Bueller, anybody? Nope. Okay. I am losing my voice. We'll see you next week. Have a good one. Bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?